Well, hello everyone. I'm curious. How did you do? Last month I asked you, and I said to task you with creating SMART goals. And each of you had the opportunity asking yourself what would lead you to the next level of improvement with your core areas of responsibility. We called this your 30-day challenge in order to help you have a daily focus on the things that would result in your greatest contributions to your team. I'd like to take a few minutes now and discuss how your last 30 days has gone. I assume you follow the steps to close out every month and you ask yourself my four magic questions, but today I'll ask you four more. Specific to last month, to your SMART goals, to your 30-day challenge, how well did you do? Did you maintain your focus? What did you learn from the process? What will you do differently going forward? These are my four questions. Before you go on with this month's practice focus, please have this discussion right now. I want to give yourselves a little extra time. Everyone should have a chance to share and see where your conversation leads. You know, listen, I'm so grateful that you plug in the little audio, you listen, you do the activities. That I just always want to make sure we don't confuse activity for accomplishment. You worked very hard over the past several months to build up to where you are in this very moment. So you have to give yourself a time limit, but I want to make certain that you do not let last month's progress, okay, be all for naught. So please have this conversation. It is important to have a reflection time. Otherwise, you are literally just going through the motions and not actually accomplishing anything. I want you to build on your skills, on your position, and to say to yourself, how can I do this better, faster, smarter, and continue to improve and enhance the impact I have on our practice, my team, and our patients? Please, share away and come back, and let's finish this up this month, and I'll tease you into what we'll be working on next month. Get to it, please. Okay, welcome back, everyone. I hope that brought some clarity for each of you to better understand and have some empathy for what everyone else is doing every single day and all that each of you have to deal with and take care of. Now, one of the most important practices you can have as a team, as you know, is role-playing. Practicing your interactions with your patients and really even each other, perhaps especially each other, so that you have more confidence and more natural response to your patients when you are educating, talking, and presenting to them, as well as when patients ask you questions or throw objections in your way of helping them. Because we can build upon your SMART goals from last month with this, I want to use your feedback and the discussion you just had, okay, for you to make two lists that we are going to use over the next couple months to create what I call forced progress. The only kind of progress that exists. And I'm going to show you how to make it happen. First, we must prioritize what type of progress we want to have, and maybe better say with what we need to progress with and on and toward. The first question I have for you, and please write down whatever comes to your mind immediately. Write it down. What is the most difficult part of what you do? Your job, your role, your responsibilities, your position in the practice. What is the most difficult part of what you do? The next question, again, done exactly the same way. Write it down. What is the most important part of what you do? What is the most important part? Now, these two things couple together. This is part of one core list. What is the most difficult part? What is the most important part? Going to be interesting. Going to be interesting. Third, and this is now the second list, what are any and all of the things that get in the way of you doing that? You understand? Difficult and important list. The things that get in your way of executing, accomplishing, carrying out, succeeding with both difficult and important. Now, it is possible that the difficulty question could very well be the answer to all three or part of the third. The point of this is to have clarity over where you might need help or where you could be running into a challenge. I want you to share what is most important, what is most difficult, and what gets in your way. It's a beautiful exercise, quite frankly. Then together, as a group, you are going to mastermind, brainstorm, help each other come up with solutions for each of you related to these things. Okay? For each of you related to all of these things, you're going to create a mastermind brainstorming section. Your doctor certainly will know. You will find getting everyone else's perspective to be very helpful for the challenges that you face. It's going to be amazing. Depending on how many team members you have, you can do this in smaller groups. You know, do it first in pairs or triads or, you know, whatever, and then come back together and share. Or you can break off into departments, and then you can come back together after that and share as a department. Present what you have all come up with and achieved, the list that you've made. We're going to build on this very activity next month, okay? Very important. This is one you cannot half-ass here. The goal is simple. Find a way to make the difficult easier while double-checking yourself on being fully focused on what is most important. And finally, getting everything out of your way of being the best you can be and setting you up for success, including all of your other team members. Once again, we continue to come around full circle, okay, so that it is you and then collaborated with the team. Now, these are super, super advanced practice focuses, my friends. They actually require your real and dedicated thought. I'm not just sitting here playing dictator, treating you like a robot, inserting chips, and you carry out action. These require real thought. They require real time set aside. They require real interaction and serious feedback. And, of course, your desire to always keep sharpening the saw and upping your game, accepting the fact that you are only as good as your next interaction, not your last, and that tomorrow is a fresh new compartment of time, and you have to do well and win with the people ahead of you, regardless of how well you did with the ones behind you. Now, once again, depending on size of team, you can just do it all together. Everybody write down, go around the circle, and share one compartment of the list at a time. Okay? Once you put it all on the table, if it were me, I'd make it all on the table first, and then I would go back and then start tackling the things, okay, that get in your way, tackling the difficulties, okay, and everything comes back to that peak of the pyramid of focusing on what is most important. So as you carry this out, you're going to have, again, more understanding of each other. You're going to be able to cross-reference. Is what you say is most important actually what everyone believes is most important? Perhaps there are things that are challenging to you that others can help with. In addition to that, most importantly, anything that gets in your way and we want to remove. In a team effort, we want to set you up for success. This is a very special practice focus. You see, I can give you all the little tips and tricks, the tools, the topics. We can cover all these things. We can come up with some arbitrary thing to discuss. But what's most relevant to you at this level, at this point in your evolution of where you're at, it is you self-assessing, okay, and watching the game film, okay, looking at what is actually happening, and then setting your own expectations of a higher level of performance by closing the gap. These three things give you the ultimate focus, the ultimate clarity, the ultimate prioritization of what you should be working on right now. You add this into our monthly flow, okay, of our four questions to close the month and six steps to close the month, it's called, then you will always be able to compound on the work that we do, okay, instead of spinning your wheels through it. Now, if you have any new team members, you must take that into account. And these advanced discussion points, it's imperative that they will have been brought up to speed, okay, with all of the subsequent foundational pillars of success, okay, that have got you to where you are, and that you brought everyone into the fold and helped them to be successful, not just throwing out expectations without proper training, understanding, communication. You get the point. I'm really excited to see what you all come up with. And remember, it is always about quality, not quantity. And sometimes the smallest of ideas or adjustments will make the bigger difference. Now, I'm giving you ample time to be able to work. At this point, the first portion of this should have taken 10 or 20 minutes or so, okay, to listen and reflect and go over your 30-day challenge and your SMART goals and really see where we are at with those. Those will then lead directly into the second portion of this practice focus where you're assessing the triad. Okay, you're building one list around the difficult and important, the second list on what gets in your way from accomplishing those things. And then your group collaboration and discussion. As always, we want individual accountabilities. We also want master lists overall for the entire practice in the same three reflection points. So, get to work. We'll be back next month to organize your discoveries and to go to work on getting the patients out of your way next. But first, you're getting out of your own way in order for us to be able to then get the patients to move forward faster. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy the process. Have a great discussion. Let's get to it, okay? Let's look for the little hinges swinging the big doors, okay, and the big ideas that can lead to great breakthroughs, both individually, collaboratively as your team. It's going to be fantastic. Document everything. Send us your results. Know that we're here to support and help in any and all ways. Go get them. Proud of your efforts. Excited to see.